It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I mean, tell me if this is nice enough. I don't know.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here and checking out the series. I do hope you'll hit the subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones. All the spots you can subscribe. That includes Spotify, Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Recent guests have included, actress Ellie Kemper, as we talk about one of her brand new movies. You know Ellie from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and The Office. Had the cast of Minx to talk about their second season. Actress Elizabeth Perkins, pop star Bruno Major. We had Janelle Monáe on here, Greta Van Fleet, Ian Hunter from Mott the Hoople, Lucinda Williams, Nick Hexum from 311. Those are just a few examples of guests we've had recently on the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is rapper, Nigerian-born artist, Victony. Earlier this year, he did a new version of his breakthrough hit Soweto that was originally found on his 2022 EP called Outlaw. So, going to be asking about that. We'll discuss his freestyle process, discovering himself musically, and the genres that he still wants to tackle. Victony also goes on to talk about what it is to be called the Outlaw King. That's his nickname. I'll try to get the story behind the song Jolene, and we'll also discuss how he crafts his songs with a live performance in mind. So let's jump into it. It's Kyle Meredith with Victony.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm well. First off, it's nice to meet you and to tell you that how much I've really enjoyed hearing your music over the last couple of years. What you're doing, the energy that you're putting out there, the messages that you're putting out there, and everything that goes along with it. I've become a fan very, very quickly.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, bro.
So let's, the latest single, it's not a re-release, but you've sort of reimagined Soweto, which, made its own firestorm for your career a year or two ago. Why did you want to do this new version of the song? What brought that on?
We released it like a year ago, like you said. And when I see people connect to it, I felt like, we needed to like explore the sound more. And I mean, looking at the features, that's like Don Toliver and Rema, you see like it's kind of like their vibe, so I wanted to just modify what we had already, just put out there. So yeah.
Does it give you an opportunity lyrically to say anything new to it? I mean, I know you got these guest spots on there.
Yeah, I mean, Don Toliver is not like an artist from like Africa, So, I mean, just him like speaking on the theme of the song from his side of view, yeah, it definitely, gives the opportunity to do that. So, and of course, like Rahman as well. So, yeah.
Well, and to ask maybe more directly, what does this song say for you? What is the message that you want to get across?
To be honest, the song started off as a freestyle, right? That was like sometime in 2021. We were just trying out beats, and at the time, like I had just started like Afro beats recently because I used to be a rapper, and that was like kind of like my first tryout. So honestly, I didn't have anything in mind. It's just me freestyling about some girl, and yeah, I just added it to my EP, and I didn't expect it, to like do this well. So, to be honest, it was a freestyle.
Isn't that funny? Like something, exactly what you're saying. Something that you just do off the cuff, freestyle like that, and then it's almost it needs to be something else. Then you have to make it, create it to be something else. Are you getting more comfortable? I mean, as you say, you used to be a rapper. I mean, I'm sure that's still part of what you're doing in your DNA. Are you getting more comfortable knowing when it's one thing or the other, when it's going to be rap or it's going to be something else?
So my journey has been like a pretty interesting one, and I've kind of like just learned a lot from like the process, going from rapping to like Afrobeats and like just dabbling into like different type of sounds. But I'm very comfortable, like releasing like different type of sound and like knowing, when it has to be either Afrobeats or like rap or whatever it has to be. Because like one thing I want to keep with my fans is not being able to like predict what I'm gonna put out next because of like how versatile I've kept it. So yeah, like I'm pretty comfortable doing that, to be honest.
So what are you striving for? I mean, again, we've tried rap and Afrobeats there. Are you looking at something right now going, oh, I haven't tried that?
Yeah, matter of fact, I was in LA a couple of days ago, and I met with like some pop producers rather. I met with Kashmir Katt, and we kind of like he produced "Stay" by Kid Laroi, and we made some songs, and that's something I haven't tried before. And I also met like producers like Lush Hendrix, just a couple hip hop producers as well. So, rock, R&B. I've basically just been trying different stuff. I like to like explore, so that's kind of like, yeah, that's my vibe.
That's always the interesting part of this whole, industry is, meeting up with different producers and what they bring, and suddenly you've got, an entirely different path right in front of you to make that choice. But how do you then bring it all into your personality? I mean, keeping your fans on their toes, not knowing what's going to come, isn't there still some expectation though that they at least know that they're getting you? Like, what does that mean?
So the thing is, like, I feel like my voice is like the instrument that like keeps everything together. So it doesn't matter like what I'm doing, right? But I feel like my voice is my voice. It's just what I'm me doing like different styles of music is just basically me like expressing, just like another medium like of expression. So I feel like, yeah, like when my fans hear my voice, yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Victony. I am kid. You mentioned rock. I do want to hear the Victony Rock album at some point.
Definitely, definitely.
What's that gonna sound? I mean, that's right. The Outlaw King, right? Like, what is it? What does it mean to be the Outlaw King?
So, where I'm from, like Nigeria, it's pretty rare for people to be themselves, like on this side of the world, because, like, when you want to truly stand for something, people are just gonna like kind of like criticize you. It's not easy to like be what you want to be on this side of the world, because like people always have something to say. So I'm like, if we're going to be ourselves, and that's a crime, then we're outlaws, and that's kind of like been my gospel like ever since I started like my career. So
And you got everybody else around to keep you humble.
yeah.
But you also, I mean, you,
I feel like I'm saying you have an advantage because you're able to mix cultures. You know, you have the culture where you're from, and you have, I mean, whatever else you're mixing, you know, from whether it's, you know, American, Western, whatever it is. Is there an advantage on the way you say things to being able to do that? And if so, what is that?
To me, like, basically what I think, like, out of like that whole process is just learning, you know, constant learning, like trying to find out what people from this side of the world are about, you know, fusing it with like what I know, fusing it with like my culture. So I feel like it just gives me the chance to like learn like pretty much every day of my life, like every second, right? So yeah,
I do love hearing how it all mixes together. Jolene, I mean, that's one of my favorite tracks that you've done. I love that. Of course, when I think of Jolene, I think of Dolly. I mean, that name is so symbolic of Dolly Parton, that country song that came around. Yeah. What's the story of this one? Because I'd love to know how the name landed on the song. But also, as I read, like, you didn't even like the beat at first. Like, this is something that you came around to, right?
Yeah. So I met Jolene like in 2022. I mean, the producer played the beat and I didn't even pay attention to it because I told him to like play something else, right? And then probably like a week after, he came back like to the beat and I asked him, have I ever heard this? And he's like, yeah, I played it for you. You didn't like it. And that was kind of like surprising to me because at that moment I fell in love with the beat. And then I started to like do this freestyle, right? And the name Jolene just came to my head. There's no backstory to it. Another freestyle, right? And it just came to my head and we just started to like build the song from there. So yeah.
It's a lot of trust, you know, just, I mean, freestyling, of course, it's been happening for decades now, but I always feel like there's a lot of trust that you're going to open your mouth and something good is going to come out. Like how often is that not the case though? Like how much is on the cutting room floor that we'll never hear?
I mean, it's a lot of music that I have that I probably not put out, but it's not so often that, you know, I try to do so, especially like if I'm in a good mood or if I'm in the mood to like record something and I don't get like something good out, you know, that's not so often because I don't force myself to record. Like if I don't feel like recording, I don't go to the studio. So every time I go to the studio, something good comes out, you know, because like that's what I want to do because I'm in the mood to do that, you feel. So yeah.
How often do you, you know, freestyling on one side of things, how often do you just sit down with an idea and I don't know, write it out? Does that ever happen?
Yeah. So every time I go to the studio, I make songs at the spot, right? I don't go to the studio with intentions. I go to the studio with like an open mind. So you just play me a beat and I hear it and the beat speaks to me, tells me what to talk about. And so I pretty much do all my writing in the studio. All my songs, like, they basically have like similar processes, right? Start from like a freestyle the melodies, then I begin to like write it on the spot. But if I try to like spend time with an idea, I probably get bored from like, you know, listening to the beat like over and over again. So I barely do that. So what I do oftentimes is I just go to the studio, make the song on the spot and just get the bounce and finish it up later. So yeah.
That's really incredible. I mean, again, that's a lot of trust in yourself and that speaks so much to the talent that you have. And I'm thinking of like, I'm also thinking of like the singer-songwriter over there with their guitar, just like messing with something for years. I mean, you hear, you know, people on that side of music talking about like they will work on a song for literally years and maybe it still never comes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like to, I probably get bored from doing that. So like, get the song, you know, finish it up same day. Worst case, I'll probably not do the second verse, I'll just come back to it, but like I'll make sure like the skeleton of the song is like you properly, you know, for me to like take off from there. So yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back, it's Kyle Meredith with Victony. So then there's the live side, of course. Eventually you take this live and seeing some of the videos from earlier this year. But like seeing you coming out like with the hospital bed and the nuns.
Oh, that was a show in Nigeria. It's called The Homecoming.
Yeah. Where did that concept come from? Because that's a hell of a way to enter a stage.
Yeah. So I took a break like earlier this year from February to sometime in March to March ending us. So I can't remember precisely, but I told my fans I was going to be going off because I went through one more surgery right earlier this year. And after the surgery, that was like my first performance. So that was kind of like a way to like just get back at the scene, like introduce myself back and just tell everybody that, yeah, we're good to go, you know, let's rock. So yeah, that's, I was thinking of a way to like do it properly, and the idea came to me, and yeah, I just did it. So
are you still dreaming up what you want to, how you want to project yourself live? Like in these moments right here, like what's, how do you want yourself represented on the stage right now? Because when I see something like that, like that's my favorite type of artist. The ones who, you know, make it three dimensional, who make it something more than just a musician doing songs.
Yeah, definitely. We got loads of ideas. When I make my songs, I think of like the live performances as well. And they kind of like direct how I create my song. Because I'm thinking, oh, this part, I want the light to go off. And I probably like, you know, that part like directs like my attitude while making the song. So everything kind of like goes hand in hand. Like when I'm creating the song, I'm thinking of my live performances. So I've got loads of ideas, even for songs I'm yet to like release. Yet more ideas are coming. I'm just going to keep doing like crazy stuff. So yeah, I'm just going to be that guy, you know, that does crazy all the time. So yeah.
I love that. So this is all leading into what? I mean, you know, are you working on another album? Is it just going to be a collection of tracks? Like, what's the plan this year?
To be honest, I'm just trying to put out a couple singles, and I just want to go with the flow of things, right? But I have a project in the works, but I don't know if it's going to be released this year. So basically, I'm just like watching the success of Soweto. It's doing its thing. It's going into new regions like daily. And after that, I just want to put out new singles, you know, just watch what happens and just go with the flow. So yeah, but I'm at the same time working on the projects, because who knows, like I might release one. It might be next year. It might be this year. So yeah.
Well, I look forward to hearing whatever comes next. Yeah. I look forward to seeing you live at some point. And Vic, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it today.
All right. Thank you.
And my thanks to Vic Tini. Soweto is out there. He's got new tracks he's been dropping along the way. And thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around here. That way I can send you three brand new interviews every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones, again, at all the usual podcast spots, including Spotify and Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org. So I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get classic tracks, the best of new music. We do anniversary spins, lots of music news, bonus interviews as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured the music of Nina Simone, Tears for Fears, Bjork, U2, Joan Jett, Killing Joke, Tom Tom Club, Yaz, Suicidal Tendencies, REM, Pearl Jam, Kings of Leon, The Darkness, TV on the Radio, Garbage, and a whole lot more. That's just a recent example of what you can hear every weekday at 6 p.m. on WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots, Threads, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all four of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Saving money on remodeling your home inventory. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia-Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors, with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia-Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at Menards.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.